Central and South Coast residents could have a spectacular front row seat this weekend to the launch of a satellite intended to help us learn more about the impacts of climate change. The Sentinel-6 satellite is a global project involving a half dozen organizations, including the European Space Agency and NASA. The unmanned craft is set for launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base Saturday morning. It will allow precision monitoring of the world's oceans, giving researchers key data on sea level rise.
We cannot ignore that our planet is changing. You know, I live in Brussels. I can tell you the weather in Brussels is no longer the same that it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago. It's completely different. We have almost hurricanes during the day, you know, we have hot summer. So climate is changing. Nobody can deny it. We need to understand why the climate is changing, what are the factors, and we need also to monitor this situation.
Pierre Lassaut is the Deputy Director General for Space with the European Commission in Brussels.
It's a global program. Is run by Europeans, but the purpose is to serve the whole world, the whole planet.
The satellite looks like a flying barn with solar panels making up what appears to be a roof on a pentagon-shaped craft. It's covered with antennas for different types of sensing equipment. Joseph Ashbacker is with the ESA Center for Earth Observation in Italy.
The satellite itself weighs about 1,400 kilos, has a nominal lifetime of 5.5 years, flies at an orbit of 1,366 kilometers, and has as a main instrument Poseidon 4, the radar altimeter, which is a very, very precise altimeter in space.
The satellite is expected to advance the world's ocean monitoring capability. Karen St. Germain is director of NASA's Earth Science Division.
When we combine the altimeter observations with gravity measurements, we can actually sort out where the increase in the sea level is coming from, how much of it is attributable to melt of ice sheets and glaciers, and how much of it is attributable to the expansion of the ocean itself as it warms up. When we combine altimetry with synthetic aperture radar, we have a better understanding of the relative sea level rise in our coastal communities because we can take account of what the land surface itself is doing.
NASA project manager Parak Vazey describes how the technology works.
The altimeter that's provided by ESA measures the sea surface height by sending microwave pulses down to the ocean and measuring how long it takes to reflect that pulse off the ocean. However, as the signal travels through the atmosphere, it slows. So we have a NASA-provided microwave radiometer instrument that measures the delay to improve the height accuracy. We also need to know precisely where the satellite is. So we have instruments from ESA and NASA that use GPS and other tracking systems to know precisely where the satellite is located.
NASA program scientist Nadja Vinogradova Schiffer.
What seemed like a technological wonder some time ago now is a mainstream instrument in modern physical oceanography and climate science. We talked a little bit about global mean sea level rise. When my kids asked me, is 3 millimeter a year is a lot, I told them that that equivalent to adding extra 300 trillion gallons of water every year. And if you put this water in milk jars, that would cover the distance from Sun to Pluto and back several times.
The launch is set for 9:17 Saturday morning from Vandenberg Air Force Base. If weather conditions are clear, the liftoff via a Falcon 9 SpaceX rocket should be visible along much of the central and south coasts. The craft is the first of two similar ocean monitoring satellites. Its twin is planned for launch in 2025. They're the latest in a fleet of satellites helping us monitor the Earth. The European Space Agency alone has 15 in operation and 40 in development. The full name is the Sentinel-6 Michael Freilich satellite. It has special meaning for scientists around the world. The late researcher was director of NASA's Earth Science Division, who fought for programs to create and launch satellites capable of monitoring our oceans. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.